News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, depending on who you believe, all has changed utterly or nothing has changed at all in the Middle East. According to Donald Trump on Truth Social, he truthed in block capitals. I am pleased to report that the United States and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities. I have instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants for a 5-day period. Iran responded by saying, no, we didn't, and everything is the way that it was, which means that domestically, we continue to look down the barrel of ever-increasing fuel prices, both at the pump and for home heating oil and as part of buried costs within businesses. And this is the day that the government is going to do something about it. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, has been tracking what the plans are, and they seem fairly significantly and fully leaked at this point. Sean, what's the plan?
Yeah, look, it was all coming together last night, as you say, as Donald Trump was making these pronouncements. Oddly, making them from Graceland, from the home of Elvis Presley, saying he'd had conversations with Iran. But they said, well, it's actually a little less conversation than you're letting on there. Sorry, I couldn't resist getting that one in before. I know it's early in the morning. I'm sorry. Yeah. Look, when it comes to what the government's planning, excise duty going to be cut from midnight tonight. So 20 cent on a litre of diesel and 15 cent on a litre of petrol. That's going to last till the end of May. So a little bit longer than we were expecting even yesterday morning. And then there is a second cut on a different levy, the NORA levy. That's the National Reserve Agency levy, which is about 2 cent a litre. So overall, 17 cent on petrol, 22 cent on diesel. And the excise will happen at midnight tonight. The NORA levy and the 2 cent will need legislation that we pass later this week. So that'll be a bit later on when that happens. When it comes to home heating oil, it is only the NORA levy part of that is happening. So it's only the 2 cent a litre, which is a lot less than a lot of people would have been hoping for. And with prices running around 160 to 180 a litre there, it's a pretty small drop if you're filling up your tank for the winter or for, well, after the winter, I suppose, stocking it back up. Other measures taking place, there is going to be that rebate scheme that we were talking about yesterday for hauliers and for bus operators. That will be backdated to January, so it will allow them to claim some of the extra costs that they've felt over the last few weeks and will be extended, as far as I understand, out until the end of May to keep supply chains running. And then the third leg of the stool, if you like, is on fuel allowance for about 470,000 people. That is going to be doubled. So it was €38 a week. It's going to be doubled up to 76 and extended out into April. It was due to expire at the end of March.
Just to go through some of those, Sean, there's sort of devil in the detail in some of these. The rebate for the hauliers, when we were talking to the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, he said that some of his members were in a position where they could directly pass on those increased costs to customers, whereas some members would be locked into contracts where they couldn't. Now, if this is backdated to January, does that mean that some who will have been able to pass on the cost to customers will now get a double payment because they'll also get the rebate kickback?
Well, they'll get the rebate if they've been able to pass that on, I suppose. Yes, they'll be able to get that double amount because they will have charged extra and also be getting it back. But the government, in planning all of this, was trying to plan for those other ones who weren't able to pass that cost on and say, look, you have to be able to benefit here somewhere. And like you said, when you're talking about those supply chains, when it comes to the costs, they have been changing every day. They changed this morning even. I mean, there was a drop this morning at most of the petrol pumps because of some of Trump's pronouncements. And as I believe he said to you at the time, not everyone is able to bake that into every truck going out each morning. It can't be changing the prices every single day. So there will be some who benefit more than others out of this, yeah.
And on the home heating oil, is effectively the underlying bet there that the weather will stay good enough that people won't need or may get away without refills and therefore they don't need the kind of supports that would be commensurate with what they're being given at the pump?
Two sides of it. One is that, the other being that they are making the calculation that a lot of people will have already done their fill up over the last couple of months. A third part of it is, as we talked about yesterday, we are heading into the summer. They're hoping it's going to be a little bit more mild for people and that maybe the call for home heating oil won't be as much. Now, some of the opposition have already said, look, that's nonsense. When have we ever had an April and March where you didn't need to stick on the heating, particularly in recent years? So even if you're hoping for it, there are some people who are going to be afraid to turn it on. The other side, and you're going to hear this a lot in particular from Sinn Féin over the next few days, is what they could actually do on it. So the government will tell you there is no excise charged on kerosene, and therefore there was nothing for them to cut beyond the Nora levy. Now, Sinn Féin, in sort of a semantics argument over what is excise and what isn't, and we saw this after the Ukraine war, would say they could have cut it, but the excise on kerosene is the carbon tax. So if they were going to do it, they would have to go after the carbon tax, and the government is very, very unwilling to do that, given that it funds 500 million of the 600 odd million that goes into home retrofitting every year.
Is there anything in the way of sunset clauses, do you think, baked into any of this? Because the government was very clear about how unpredictable the situation was, and also this phrase of keeping their powder dry. So have they set, or are they likely to set up these schemes in perpetuity, or will there be a specific time frame?
No, there would be specific time frames. So in terms of the excise, it's the end of May. In terms of the fuel allowance, it looks as though it's going to be the middle of April, but we haven't got a final date on that. So they may well go to the end of April with it as well. And the same with the rebate. I would expect to see that coming until the end of May. And then the thinking there is it gives them the fluidity that if, you know, depending on who do you listen to Donald Trump, do you listen to Iran? If it is like Donald Trump and there's going to be some sort of deal in the next few weeks, then maybe these supports won't be needed by the end of May. If, however, as strikes continued overnight and this war drags on and on, they then have the option to extend it out further beyond May and into the summer and keep those supports going. So in fairness, it does give them that flexibility to act on what is a very volatile situation.
Sean, thank you so much. Sean Defoe, our News Talk political correspondent. And just to bring you up to speed on what Iran are saying, they have dismissed Trump's suggestion that there are back channel talks going on between Iran and the United States, and they have said that in essence, this is fake news designed to manipulate global oil markets and, one assumes, bond markets, which have seen a fallback from some of the rises of recent days. And they say that this is an attempt to escape the quagmire that the US and Israel have jointly created. 53106, if you want to get in touch at a cost of 30 cents, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.